We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Oh, happy Easter to you fat justies up on the eggs. I'm going to assume that there are none left at your house. Don't buy any more.
Spot on, Jimmy boy. Fats ate them all. Speaking of eggs, we're celebrating the egg-shaped heads of the world with the top 10 sexiest bald men in the world, Jim.
No room for you on that list. Plus, we've somehow let you do a hump day quiz celebrating bald men again.
But I've also got a very funny joke, Jim. Geez, they've been good this week.
They haven't been.
But up next, you, Jimmy boy, were watching Channel 9 News on Monday night.
Yes.
And you noticed something very, very strange indeed.
Thanks, chompity chomp chomp.
Chomp chomp.
Peter Hitchener might be the nicest person in show business, Fat.
Spot on. We've met him. Spot on, Jim. We've met him, and he's a lovely, lovely fella, Hitch.
Spot on? What did
spot
you
on.
Say?
Something like
what
that.
The hell was that?
Spot on.
He's a magnificent man. And I have made my inquiries, and he's fine. That is, brilliant, because we all had concerns for him.
Well, why you are asking this is because last night he was reading the news and he had to be just moved out.
Stopped halfway through.
Yeah, and Clint came on.
So we made the inquiries to make sure he's okay. He is.
Yep.
All of the Rush Hour family's best wishes go to the great Peter Hitchener because he is, as I say, an absolute star.
Good man.
But we can discuss this because he's okay.
That's right.
So my interest, firstly, was, is he okay? And yes, he is.
Yep.
And then my interest, secondly, was, well, the chompers would have, he would have gone, he just jumped. But
cheers, chompers.
Thanks, chompers.
Thanks very much, chompers.
Pleasure, chompers.
Good on you, chompers.
Thanks, Uncle Chomp Chomp.
Thanks, chomp.
Thanks a lot, chompers.
Thanks, chompers.
Teeth are looking great, chompers.
Thanks, chompity chomp chomp chomp.
So he's number two.
Where was the chompers?
Tony Jones is number two at Channel 9 there. He reads the sport, of course, Jim, and on the weekend sometimes reads the news, okay? He's on holidays.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Jim. He's down in his little hideaway. He's got a nice little hideaway down there towards Queenscliff. And he went down there for he's got the week off, Jim.
So if Hitch has to miss a couple while he convalesces, he won't stay on holiday.
Well, Clint Stanaway did
very
a good job,
operator.
Filled in, just went bang straight in there and did a good job.
Would have done that would have. Chompers would have seen that.
Well, I did see Chompers' car in the car park this morning, Jim. He was fishing all day yesterday and having a great time, but already he's back there ready to go, I think.
But, Fat.
Yeah, I know. He wouldn't like to.
He's in the makeup chair as we speak. Well, we say all this because people will be thinking that we're being disrespectful to Peter. We're not.
No,
we know Peter's okay.
Yes.
And we love him.
Yes.
So he's obviously the man, but in his absence.
Well, Tony would walk straight in, Jim, and he'd read the news, he'd do the sport, might even do the weather.
Straight into the weather.
Exactly.
And he'd also do the, sports bet ad.
So I reckon he might have been sitting watching the 9 news last night, Jim, and he would have got in the car and probably didn't get back in time.
No question. No question of that. He would have turned to his beautiful better half and given it the dull.
Annette.
I know we meant to have another 10 days down here, but I'm start the car.
he's on a week's holiday, believe it or not. So well done to Clint, and you're right, Hitch is okay.
Yep,
so hopefully we see him back on the news tonight.
No, he's a very, very good man and loves this show. Hitch, why wouldn't he?
Well, of course.
Problem is he's on air when we're on air, so he can't listen to it as much as he'd like to, but
Is he?
You download Hitch.
Podcast. He's a podcaster.
He would.
Oh, he listens.
So he's all over it. He loves it. So we send our love to the great man.
Yes,
all right. Thanks for joining us, Drew. And we'll see you on the footy show tonight.
Thanks, chompity chomp, chomp, chomp.
Okay. Thanks for that.
He is getting sick of that.
Well,
and
the other one.
He is getting sick of that.
The other one, which we have to, while we're just enjoying ourselves, was during the Australian Open.
Oh, no. What happened there?
Jim Courier. There's a single. I cried. I laughed that hard. I was walking through the lounge room. I wasn't watching the tennis. Lise had it on and I heard this.
What did you say?
What did you call it?
Well, I was just commenting on whenever you and Clint are here on the desk, all I see are big white chompers because you guys are having so much fun. You guys are just smiling the whole time. I mean, no one has more fun than you guys.
Yeah. All right. Good to see you, Rock.
Am I out of here?
The Rock.
You kicking me out, chompers?
Rock, you're...
if you smell
yeah,
like,
I am. Yeah, now. So, hey.
You kicking me you out, Chompers?
What's he calling the Rock?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Tone.
I'm telling you. Bill, I don't know why I think that's as funny as it is,
well,
but it is.
Mate, he's sick of it on the Sunday show, let me tell you.
Well, because little Nafe.
Well, everyone has a go at him now. Yeah. Everyone does, even the cameraman. And they're robots. You got robot cameras over at 7?
No.
We got them in at 9.
Robot.
They're robot cameras. No one behind them, mate. They just move.
Where's this conversation going?
Well, I went in there the other day and there's these robot cameras, Jim.
Jeez.
Weird.
That is weird.
Exterminate. Exterminate.
And they're even calling you chompers.
Well, I did hear a couple of chompers.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Who have we got? Tommy Digby?
We got Thomas from Leopold. G'day, Tommy.
G'day, Billy. G'day, Rogers.
And who do you barrack for? You must be a cat.
Bit of a robbery, mate. The Lions.
Are you a Lions supporter living in Leopold?
Yeah, my grand was a Fitzroy supporter back in the day, so I sort of just jumped on.
Tommy says, just like Bill finding a steak next to his potatoes. I like that. You're welcome, Tommy. Stay there. Nick joins us.
Nick Stick.
As the King of Geelong and the King of the NBA have both lost their shags. NBL, I think we're talking about. Yeah. Is that Hutchie he's referring to?
I think so.
What better way to celebrate tomorrow? I hope the prize is a bowling ball. Mm. Nick.
Hey, boys. How are we? James. Hey, Billy. How are we?
Is it your name Nick Stick?
No, mate. It's a teacher alias.
Handle, Bill.
What's his
handle? Well, his handle.
It could have been his name. How do I know old Nick Stick?
Well, because it's probably not going to be Nick Stick.
Anyway, Nick, who do you barrack for?
The Mighty Pies, mate.
Tom, you'll go with Tom, and Nick Stick, you'll go with Nick, yeah?
Awesome. Sounds good, boys.
Five questions.
Good luck.
Here we go. Away. There are three AFL senior coaches who are bald. Name two of them.
Tom.
Yes, Tommy.
Matty Nix.
Yes.
Challenge. Challenge. They don't have to be totally bald.
Oh, that's
yeah. Okay. I've got blanks here, boys.
Cool. You're about to hand Nick Sticks a free hit.
Ken Hinckley.
Boy,
I'll give you Ken Hinckley.
Give it to you.
Has Bill explained that there's a theme to this?
No.
Right.
Yeah, it's about being bald because the 10 sexiest people that were bald were named the other day.
Jason Stretham.
And I was 11. Mm. Well done. We're away. The other one was Horse Longmire.
Oh, he's not bald.
Well, he's going back, Jim.
Wow, big forehead.
And he's got Tasmania just in the front there.
Big forehead.
I tell you what, you nearly play a game of footy on his forehead. Maybe he doesn't hear that. Righto, boys, this is a audio question. Mm. Who is Chris Fagan talking about here?
He's noticed at the first training session back there's been a bit of a reforestation.
I can give you a clue if you want, but yes, Tom?
Is it Plugs Walker?
Plugsy!
Oh, it was, yeah.
Oh, Plugsy Walker.
He actually said reforestation, Jim.
So Bill had been told quietly that Josh Walker had gone and had some work.
Yes.
And Josh was one of those ones, unlike people that are open and not, you know, Josh was wanting to quietly sneak into it.
Yes.
So Bill gets onto the rub for the first game of the year last year and gives it the, and he's had the plugs in front of his head.
Poor old Josh.
So, oh, Josh, just thinking he could get away with it quietly, the whole world knew about it.
And then we got Fags on. He loved it. He was just laughing.
Went straight out with it.
What's the score, Jim?
2-0 for Nick Sticks. Come on, you need to get your act together. Sticks.
Number three, which radio TV comedian is sporting the Kevin Bartlett comb over?
Nick.
Yes, Nick Six.
Mick Malloy.
Yes, Nico's back, Jim.
Back.
Who is this member of the Triple M footy team?
Hello, Toolbags. How are we?
Nick.
Nick.
Dunstall, the chief.
The chief!
Because he is bald, Jim.
Oh, no. As a badger.
You didn't go with that word.
Truculent.
Truculent.
Yeah.
All right, so two all.
Oh, Jim, it's a hummer.
A ring-a-ding-ding.
A hummer ding-a-dinger.
This is the decider?
Yes.
All right.
That would be a two all, Jim, well, with five then. Questions.
Well, you run a very poor ship. Sue's style.
Who is this champion of his sport?
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Nick.
And I'm just ferocious. Mike I want Tyson. Your heart. I want to eat his children.
What was that, Nick Sticks?
I thought Mike Tyson.
Yes!
There it is! Geez, he came from the clouds.
Eddie, what? He was two love down and was 1-3-2, Nick.
What happened to you, Tommy?
I choked like the umpires of the night. I
you did.
Like Brisbane the other night when Eric got four free kicks in the first quarter.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair, I suppose.
Oh, no, it isn't.
This is what's trending. They put out a survey, Jim. The sexiest bald men in the world.
Surely not.
Yes. There's 11 they've got here
right.
in this survey.
You're nowhere near it.
Who, well, funny enough, I'm not. But who do you reckon? Who's right, the sexiest on. Bald man in the world? Who would you say?
Oh.
It's been in the news a bit lately this week.
Bruce Willis?
No, not there.
Oh.
Not there in
not
the 11.
There.
No, he's there.
Righto. I don't think he is.
The Rock?
He's there, bottom left.
Oh, geez, he's looking ordinary.
Who is it?
No, it's Prince William, Jim.
Fair income.
Yes. I don't know if he's sexy. Would you say that?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, he had 17 million hits.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Yep.
Guess who's second?
Who?
Mike Tyson.
Iron Mike.
Still Jesus. People love him and think he only had 8.8 million hits.
Yep.
Third, do you know who I look like?
Who?
No. Jason Stratham.
Oh!
Yes, Jim. Jason Stratham.
Statham. There's no R in there, Bill. Statham.
There's an R here, Jill.
Oh!
That's Statham. Jason
there's
Statham.
Not, there's no R in there, you
He's
idiot.
The third sexiest bald man.
Yeah, I get that. World. He's a Hollywood
And then next star. One, Jim.
Go on.
Vladimir.
Oh, hey!
He's been putting it in. Best here he is, Vladimir now. Well done to him. I think I think everyone in Russia voted for him, Jim Fido.
Yeah, that would have got him over the line.
Number five, Patrick
yeah,
Stewart.
Yeah, legend.
Do you know him?
Yes, the actor.
Brilliant. Star Trek, isn't he?
Do you know
Star
him?
Trek.
Star Trek. Doctor Who and things
Star
like that.
Trek.
Star Trek. And do you know he?
Yeah.
Do you know him?
Oh.
What about the next one, Jim?
Go on.
The old Pitbull.
Oh. Like it.
Got no idea.
Right. And after that?
Oh, my favourite indeed. Lord Mayweather.
Oh.
Floyd Mayweather, Jim. One of your favourites.
Lord Mayweather.
How did I get Lord Mayweather?
I still don't know how you got there.
Out of Floyd. That was a bit of a Greg Blewett stuff.
It was.
John Travolta, Bruce Willis, you're right, he's there. Dwayne Johnson and Vin.
Oh, that's true.
G Slatin. That was a good show, wasn't it?
G Slatin.
Monday's not your best, is it really?
Chicks are.
Bill, it's not your best day, is it?
No, Mondays aren't. Jim. We're all a bit.
You're like a bit of a big hole in your shirt, by the way.
Yeah, I just worked that out. Jim. I've been shearing. And see, Ed was in
town. Oh, my God.
Ed Sheeran. Man, but I liked a couple of the AFL boys, Jim. I thought not included was the Duck and Nath Brown and Matty Lloyd, who have all had a bit of help with their hair. Indeed, especially Matty Lloyd with a bit of colour.
Colour?
You told me that.
How would I tell you that?
Well, Lisa's not the burn.
Yeah. His wife, Lisa, yes.
Maxie Gaunt.
Yes.
Who's gone bald. He's on fire.
Yes.
Also, Plugs Walker. He's not
Plugsy.
There, Jim. But Ben Cunnington, he's not playing, so
yep.
I tell you he's going bald. Tom Mitchell, but he doesn't like to talk about it. He's in good form, Tommy Mitchell.
Very good form.
I tell you he's in form, and he's back in the Triple M corridors, the Chief.
Chief!
Yes, he should be on that list.
He
How
should.
Good's the Chief? Wasn't it good to have him on around on the weekend?
Brilliant.
He's not
a good-looking man, though, Chief. You're not putting him down as a hot, bald man.
Well, when he had the island, when he had little Tassie.
The bad light.
Yeah, bad light.
Come on. All right.
So there it is. They'll be trending tomorrow.
Will they?
Well done, Prince William.
Our next guest is an Australian basketball legend, knocking down nearly 19,000 points in the NBL. And even a couple of dunks.
Quickly to Gaze. Oh, Elliott coming up. No. Go!
He's been a successful player, coach and commentator. But it's possible he loves the game just a little too much.
Behind the back, down the middle, left-hand, hellacious dunk. I mean, my arousal levels were very high when I saw that.
Please welcome Andrew Gaze.
All right, so we're in the meeting and it's like we need to get Gazey on. We've got a big game coming up and all the rest of it. And how do we get him fat? They said, do we get hold of his agent? I said, no, we just wander out onto Clarendon Street. He'll wander along here at some stage saying hello to people who don't know who the hell he is and we'll just lasso him into the show. And that's exactly what's happened. The legend, Andrew Gaze, welcome to you.
good day, guys. It's great to chat. And I do go down to the paper shop deli across the road. Bill, I went in there the other day, as you would attest to, the greatest vanilla slices in the history of vanilla slices. And the other day I went in there, no glazed vanilla slices at all, mate. The old Keithy behind the dump there says, oh, no, the fat man's just coming. Snaffled them off. He said he can't get enough of it. The soft-cutted, the glazed icing, he just ripped them to shreds. And there's none for you, big fella. Gee whiz.
Now, Pumpkinhead, fair dinkum, how can you say that? Because you go into those little Chinese shops where they sell the soup and all that, and you walk in there and go, I'll have a free soup, please. And he goes, who are you, mate? I don't know who you are. And you go, Andrew Gaze, five-time Olympian, 84, 88, 92, 96. And I carried the flag one year. And they go, mate, I don't know who you are.
Well, I would have thought the full Olympic attire would have given it away, but that just doesn't seem to – they don't seem to click on and understand what's going on.
Oh, anyway, Gaze, good speaking to you, mate. Have a great week.
All the very best, and go Hawks.
Sportsbet, I don't know whether you're across how good they are because you've come on board and doing the ads, and the ads are unbelievably good. And Gazy, you're acting within that ad as the coach of the basketball while we're just throwing the paper ball around. Superb.
No, I would have thought so. And in case you're not aware, you know I was on Neighbours. There's a professional element to the way I go about my craft. And I was able to just, and that's why they engaged my services, because they said, we've got the great man JV doing the voiceovers, and by the way, taking it to new levels. It's a whole team effort, as you know, and of course we put together some quality productions.
But he had 3 years of acting as coach up there in Sydney.
that's not very nice, Bill. Nearly out of the head jokes, and now he's just gone to the heart.
Gazy, I was telling the guys that in the summer, of course, we were at the studio over there in South Melbourne doing the cricket. And so we had the who's who in there. Like we had the great Ricky Ponting, of course. We had the Prince, Brian Lara in there. We had some of the biggest names of all time broadcasting the great game of cricket. Gazy's doing the basketball in another part of the same precinct. He just used to wander through. He'd be high-fiving Brian Lara. He'd be wondering who the hell this grey-haired bloke was.
They had no idea who was there, but I was in awe of the great man. And, of course, Ricky Ponting, one of my all-time favourites. I ran into him. Here's another one. And this is where you know you are in the pecking order.
Yes.
Because I wasn't in South Melbourne. I was down in Elstonwick and in Ormond Road there, and Ricky, you know, he lives around that area. Yeah. So he walked by and I said, great man, and he sort of took a double take. Oh yeah, Gazy, how you going, mate? Yeah, all good. And he mentioned that he plays golf at the Capital.
Yes.
And I said, mate, I'm riding me golf now. I'm playing twice a week. Any chance? And he said, yeah, of course, I'll get you down there, Gazy. No problem, what's your number? Here it is. I banged him a text. Crickets. Have not heard from him 4 or 5 weeks. So you know where you rank in the pecking order.
He doesn't respond to anyone on the phone. Don't worry about that. Hey, the bounce, Fat, we need to get across.
Yes.
Sunday night, beautiful edition.
Oh, good.
It is. It's going along nicely. We have a bit of fun, and of course the Chiefs in charge, and hopefully everyone's tuning in. It's on a little bit later now because the games are starting later, but it's the numbers, Billy. Oh my glory, your days. Just a ratings bonanza.
Up to 12,000, I think. But no, it's on Sunday night after the last game of footy. Now, Gazy, a real serious one question, yes or no. Is this the best Australian team, basketball team, we're sending to the Olympics?
Yes, it is. From top to bottom, there's a lot of great players that are going to miss out. In fact, there could be players running around an NBA jersey that don't actually get to make the team. So a lot still need to figure out, because with the schedules, with the NBA and the Olympics starting, I think it's like a day or two after the championship series, it could cause a few problems if a few of our players go deep into the NBA finals. But I know they're really keen. Patty Mills, Joe Ingles, Ben Simmons, of course, they're all super excited about the opportunity that lies ahead, because they can see that this is not just a chance to win a medal. And I've said this many a time, and a lot of people scoff at me, but this is a chance to win a gold medal, a legitimate chance to win a gold medal. So it's exciting times, and hopefully we get all our guys together and we can put on a good show.
I love it, mate. Great catching up with you. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, boys. Thanks a lot.
I want to talk about the Suez Canal.
Oh,
and it's unblocked. I spoke about it yesterday.
Yeah, called it the Suez Canal.
Yeah, and I know someone in drives the tugboat, so that's why I had a bit of information.
Did you?
Jim.
You had some inside track.
I did. They had a lot of blokes there, old Tommy, who drives the tugboat. And, mate, he said we nearly got it out of the road. It's 220,000 tonne, the boat, Jim.
Yes.
It's 400 metres long. Yep. That's how long it is, and it was wedged in the Suez Canal. Anyway, they pulled it out, and now, yeah, there was 500 to 600 boats waiting to get through the canal. Must be, because it's only narrow.
Well,
it's only
a couple of Egyptian pilots are to blame, is what I'm hearing.
Well, that's what they're saying. They might have, what, they're just blaming them, are they? Just ran into the bank.
They say that they have two Egyptian canal pilots. Aboard the Ever Given, are being investigated.
Wow.
That's what I'm hearing.
Well, it held up a lot of money, Jim. I've been waiting for a parcel for a long time now. That's it. They didn't walk like an Egyptian.
And this is the other thing that the pilot says in his defence, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
The ships today are bigger than they used to be. Come on, mate.
You just steer it straight through the canal.
Canal, just keep it going straight. That would work. Strong winds, he reckons.
Oh, yeah. So, it moved the 220,000-ton
boat. Strong winds.
Those containers fall off, Jim. You know that, don't they?
Oh, yeah, out in the open ocean.
And then they just float.
They're real dangerous.
Real deep. You're just going along in your little boat.
Sailing craft.
And bang. Wow.
Either that or a whale.
Yes.
Right. Anyway, so because of your interest yesterday, I've actually done some reading into it.
Oh, yeah. And?
Well,
it's interesting.
Two Egyptian canal pilots are being investigated.
Why blame? I don't know.
Bastards.
What about the captain?
Well, I don't know.
Well, the old captain would have been in charge. If he goes down, Jim, the boat goes down.
The captain has the sole responsibility for directing the ship.
That's what I would have thought.
Mm. But the pilots can offer their guidance and opinions, but the captain can choose to refuse it. The blame game has started,
But did you see the photo of 600 boats just in line, just waiting to go?
They can't move.
It's unbelievable. Anyway, that's all fixed now, so we're right.
Yeah, righto.
So that's just an update on the Suez Canal.
Port Adelaide are absolutely flying, so we're going to get one of our favourites back on the show, Tommy Rockliffe.
Last year, Port Adelaide's Tom Rockliffe and Billy Brownless went toe-to-toe.
You had 10 tackles in 17 finals games. I've nearly got you already, and I've played one.
You know what I can't wait till Thomas finishes up, Jim? I can't wait to see how fat he will get.
This year, Rocky's back for more. Please welcome Tom Rockliffe.
In he comes, The Rock. Nice speaking to you.
JV, Bill, how are we?
My favourite substitute. How are you, Tommy?
No, I'm very well, Bill. I've actually knew you were going to start with this, so I just wanted to pre-plan for that. Yep. I'm going for All-Australian sub-selection this year. Very, very important role that I have to play. I have to make sure every player has the right KFC box in front of their locker post-game.
Yes.
Robbie Gray, for instance, has to have the popcorn chicken zinger burger combo in his locker, otherwise he cracks it.
Robbie does.
And I have to make sure that the beers are on ice after the game, that the boys get to have a few refreshments.
Good.
And then I just come on and have me 20 touches.
20 touches. No, let me have a look. Substitute in round one, Port defeated North. Rocky was substitute, replaced in the third quarter, and I think he had about 3 touches, Jim. And then substitute in round two, no game time. So you must be getting bigger. Do you have to go for a run after the game? Do you got to run home?
I did have to go for a run after the game. I went for about, I don't know, 40-odd minutes after the game on Adelaide Oval and had a bit of a trot around. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go out there, but the boys are in cracking form, so quite nice to sit there.
Oh, full paycheck jumps in.
Full paycheck jumps in. Another game goes to the career total. Bill, you might have got to 200 if there was.
Do you agree with that, Tommy, being serious, that you didn't, no game time, sat on the bench and you get a game for that?
Yeah, probably not. I don't like the idea of a debutant doing it either. I just don't think it's fair on a first gamer, but everyone has their own take on that. So Yeah, I'm not sure you should get a game, but that's the rules that are in place at the moment.
Tell me, what about your depth is unbelievable. Marshall goes out on the weekend. Georgiadis comes in.
Oh, yes.
Isn't he a star? He's quick. He's got it all.
Yeah, he is. He didn't play any footy in his draft year, and the club really rated him and went after him and got him. And you've seen what he did on the weekend, come in late as a late in. He comes in, performs his role, kicks four goals. So, again, another selection headache for the coaches this week, which would be a challenge to get. I don't know how you get 26, 27 in a 23 build, do you?
No, you can't. It doesn't work. And that means you'll be down running at the Glenelg or South Adelaide or somewhere. Hey, what's on for Easter? How many eggs do you reckon you'll eat?
Well, either playing Easter Saturday over in the West, yeah, or I'll be at home and hiding a few eggs around the house. So I actually had a chat to my grandfather over the Christmas break and I said, tell me a bit about the Brownlesses. Yeah, he obviously grew up
from Benalla,
up your way.
Yeah,
no, yeah, well, in Benalla, but he was from Berrigan, and you were obviously from Dirildary. And yeah, he said there was a general rule. He said whatever they weighed on the scales, so for you, that's about what, 120? That's what? Being generous.
110, yeah.
Their IQ is about a quarter of that. So you're about 30.
Hey, I'll tell you what happened to me, Bill. We finished the season, cricket season this is. Oh. I'm drifting out of Adelaide.
Where are we?
The airport, just heading out. And I caught a look at Rock.
In the food
just,
court?
No, just waiting for his luggage to come off the carousel.
Yes.
And he had a very, very happy with himself smug look on his mush.
Oh, did he?
I didn't know why.
Yeah.
I thought Rock's happy with something. And then I saw his beautiful wife, Shana, I hadn't seen Shana at that stage.
I know.
And I realised why he had that look on his face, Bill. How did she tip into you?
Exactly.
She didn't tip into me. It was the other way around. But I heard you talking the other day about being starstruck, Jim, when you're at the airport, when you ran into Greg Chappell. I was starstruck when I ran into you because you're my favourite media personality and you have to put up with the buffoon next to you.
I know that.
Daily.
I felt for you at the time, actually. That is true.
Shana, where, how? Because, mate, you're dumpy, you're not, not quick, you can't mark overhead. Where did we find her?
We found her. She was a babysitter of one of our assistant coaches in Brisbane, and he said, I've got a girl that you should go on a date with. So we went on a blind date. Danny Daly looked after me there, and we met, and the rest is history. Kid later, and potentially one on the way.
Oh, hello.
Well
have
done.
You just dropped something on this show there, Rock?
Yeah, that's an exclusive for you, but keep that quiet, can you?
Keep it quiet, Bill.
Well, no, I can't wait to get off air. I'm going to ring Damien Barrett and Tom Brown.
Bill, when JB asked you a question about why trucks aren't allowed in the right lane on the Geelong Freeway, we need you to answer it because you're our government correspondent.
Yes, Bill.
He listens to the show.
Well said, Rock. That is a very good point.
Well, how do I know that, Rock? I know it works.
No, but you were in Parliament. Well, that's what Rock's saying.
Yeah, have you worked out your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
Yeah.
He's all over.
He's
you,
throwing the grabs.
I know. Throwing the grabs now, Fatty.
I love when we have Rock on. Oh, he splits you down the middle.
Hey, I've got a song for you, Tommy. Substitute. Oh, Substitute. There it is. There's your song. You can run out to the ground.
God.
Substitute.
The Who, is that?
Yeah, I knew there was a song, Jim.
Bloody hell. Hey, Tommy, well, thank you very much for joining us, by the way. Good luck in Perth with a massive game against the Eagles.
Thanks again for having me, gentlemen.
See you, Tom.
You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Yeah. All right, come on, Joe.
I think I've got a drinking problem, Jim. The missus asked me to toast some bread for her the other night. So I held up me frothy and I said, here's to toast. No, here's to bread.
Oh, no.
Here's to bread.
An appalling joke, appallingly told.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app. I feel good.